Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E. Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
You take Martin Luther King, that is being led by communists all over this great country, feels that he has the key to the White House. He has the telephone call to the White House that can get anything he wanted.
I spoke for the white people. The white people rallied behind it, and we kicked the living hell out of the niggers, sent the outer town niggers to the hospital and out of the state, put back to their own hometowns where they ought to be in, and the niggers in St. Augustine got quiet and went back over nigger town where they belong.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And yes, it's E. Green. We are still here, y'all. We're still here.
We're still doing it.
Better late.
I was trying to do never.
Oh! Wow, never land.
Definitely had issues over in my spot.
No doubt.
I was like, fuck this shit.
Literally,
fuck this shit. But we might have came up with a solution, so let's go with
it. I think we came up with a nice compromise. I'm hopeful.
It seems pretty easy.
All right, so the last we left off, and I'm going to pick up exactly from the last we left off, is that we had some homework that I only did half of it, I admit. We were supposed to listen. Well, no, I did listen to the J. Cole mixtape.
Oh, okay.
That half. But nigga, when I seen that motherfucking shit get posted and them niggas was like, yo, this shit got damn near 30 tracks.
Be an hour and 41 minutes.
I was like, nigga.
Can I?
Please.
Or should I wait?
No, you can. Go ahead.
An hour and 41 minutes of the worst meh that I've been around, B. I'm so disappointed. Oh my God.
So I'm gonna because I did listen to the mixtape. So J. Cole gets up there, and I don't understand why he chose all Bad Boy beats for the mixtape. Yeah, the mixtape is Bad Boy beats.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. You mentioned that.
And I'm not really understanding why he's picking all Bad Boy beats, but he did.
Some kind of subliminal.
He might not have had a clue.
No. Oh, he definitely had a clue. He had a clue. There might be a subliminal shot going on in there somewhere.
Okay.
I remember him and Diddy had some beef going on for a second.
Okay, and where does Clue come in on that? Or is he's just a bystander?
I mean, he's the curator, right?
All right. So, but I did myself, as I listened to the mixtape, I was like, let me settle down, and because I don't need to listen to the beats, but I'm just going to listen to him. And I'm listening to him rhyme, and I'm listening to him unbelievably send I'm better than other niggas subliminal shots. And I'm like, motherfuckers was online tearing Fat Joe a new ass because he's like, J. Cole shouldn't be talking about being better than or boasting about rap prowess on a microphone when he doesn't want to be involved in that shit. And I personally thought Fat Joe was right. What the fuck is he doing? Kurt G?
He's doing what he's always done. He figured he'd stay in the same pocket. That's what he always did, and that's what he continues to do. So most niggas is now starting to look at him sideways because of what he did, because he backed out of the battle. But I don't fault him for doing what he did. It's just that niggas is going to look at him differently through a different lens, and he's the reason why they're doing that.
What do you mean he's the reason why they doing that?
Because he backed out of the battle, so niggas is looking at him sideways when you start talking about you better than niggas. If you hadn't backed out of that battle, niggas might have gave you a pass on you talking about you better than niggas, even if you had lost the battle. At least you could still be like, yeah, I was in the fight, I lost, but nigga, I'm still thinking I'm better than niggas. I just lost that fight.
Okay, see, but that's not what happened, though. See, that's not what happened. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to bring this refrain back up about J. Cole need to hook up with Andre 3000 and just be on the Fresh Air channel and shit. Because look, can J. Cole MC? Yeah, he can. Okay, he's not trash lyrically. Okay, and that's my second point. But, man, he is probably, to my ears, and it's probably age more than anything else, probably one of the most uninspiring motherfuckers I ever heard on a microphone. What I mean by that, there are people on the microphone that I just don't like. Grant you that, but he's just kind of uninspiring. He's not Aubrey to me. He's not that on the Geiger counter, but it's enough radiation there that I'm just like, well, I gotta back up out. I'm gonna back up off of that.
We were giving you the business, Killer.
Yeah, you a little bit.
We were giving you the business, right? But you're vindicated. I'm gonna tell you that you're vindicated because listening to that mixtape. First of all, I ain't gonna lie, but the music was like, really? Like, are you trying to capitalize off of whatever?
Yeah, it could have been, yeah.
But the rhymes, again, whether at this point, where he got on stage and bowed out, that's where you gotta let it go, B. That's where he needs to be, not still trying to reinforce I'm top whatever. Just rhyme. Just make records, B. Cause we don't see you like that no more. And some of us never saw you like that, Killer, right? So you're right. It's not inspiring. I wasn't inspired by the mixtape or the album. And I'm gonna go back to the album again and say there was one record that I tried to give a good listen to, the one where it's called "I Still Love Her" or "I Love Her."
Oh
again,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
I tried hard to give that one.
So apparently, that particular record. Now I didn't hear it, but watching other niggas on the tube talk about it, it's supposed to be a refrain of "Common."
Yes. Yes. I used to love "Common." Her. Is sampled on it as well.
Okay. But. Okay.
And it is. It's almost like a remake, almost. Almost. So I was trying, but when the word is uninspiring, the album was very uninspiring. There's a lot of singing. It just was uninspiring. And so you're a little bit reprieved, B, because damn, I wanted him to do something. And back to the mixtape. I wanted him to, even when I heard the mixtape was coming and all that, I'm like, oh shit, okay, you gonna rhyme on old school shit, whatever. I was hoping for something like wow, but it was more like wow. You know what I'm saying?
J. Cole represents to me, you know, somewhat of a lost generation here, because I think he is in a space where he knows what hip hop is, but he doesn't know his place in it. He knows what hip hop is, but I don't think he knows his place in it. Because I think enough veteran guys respect him as an MC, but his audience, you know, he got a lot of motherfucking snowflakes who fuck with him, and a lot of that is a lot of Aubrey overlap.
Damn, so, Dr. Umar. The fuck?
This nigga said snowflakes.
That's that political shit. I watched too much political shit.
I'm like, damn, B. Yeah. Over here, snowflakes only means one thing. So what does that mean in the political shit? Is there a different snowflake?
Anyway, so the softness, that soft white underbelly of his audience is a lot of Aubrey overlap. So, you know, on the one hand, he doesn't really know where to go because he's like, damn, is kind of the quasi emo shit over, or damn, do I gotta get rough, you know, or where am I and how do I function? That's ultimately at the end of the day what I see J. Cole. He knows what hip hop is, but he's lost. He doesn't know his place in it. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, that shit is just warmed over, barely warmed over, leftover shit.
Well, you pretty much have come around to where I'm at as far as what this generation or his generation of people that do this they're stuck in a space where they came up under the South. I said this on a show that I guess will get posted now.
And it's been posted.
Well, you've heard it by now, but it's going to get posted before this one. But this is what I said on that show, is those type of niggas from that generation are stuck in a place where they grew up and during the height of the South. That's their teenage, that's their formative years, is the South running shit. And that's the music, all the way from the crunk to the trap shit, is what they knew and grew up with. But they also know about what real hip-hop is and where that is. But the thing is, they don't know which one to gravitate towards, whether the side that was popular and made money, or the side that people respect and give you more kudos for when you rhyme that way. And you get that's more hip-hop money. Respect. You know
it's
what I'm
saying?
Money,
B.
Right. So most of them go towards the money and towards yeah. that sound, which was also with an overlap of the Aubrey, as he says, with the emo shit, the singy songy shit on the hooks, that type of shit. So he's trapped in a place he don't know where the fuck to go. As Killer said, should I do this? Should I do that? I don't know where the fuck I'm at. And that's exactly where he's at. And this album sounds like that. A nigga that don't know which way to go. Then he puts out, you said 30 songs on that motherfucker?
Oh, hour and 41 minutes.
Mm. Just sounds like you just put a bunch of throwaways on there. Let me go ahead and clear my palate, put it all out there, and depends on what these niggas say, I might end up retiring or I'll come out with another album.
I haven't heard anything about it, honestly.
So he might end up retiring. It might be it for him. He might still do shows, but it's over for putting out albums.
Damn.
Well, I tell you what, the commercial rap world is suffering right now, and I'm personally enjoying it, the respite, you know. And he's part of the commercial rap world, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of suffering right now. I'm kind of enjoying it. Don't know what commercially will come next.
Well, it's just K-pop, my nigga.
Oh, the Korean niggas?
That's what's coming. That's the next wave, my nigga.
Man. I don't even know. I'm stuck in hip hop.
They tried, but that's the next wave, nigga.
They can have that too.
My daughter is going to that sold out shit up at M&T Bank.
Yeah, she and Taylor were talking about something crazy.
My God.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
The next wave, B. They've been coming for a minute.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's good, yo. Shout, boa kimchi. All right, so
that shit nasty,
man. Yeah, I know.
Come on, man.
That shit nasty.
All right, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Peter seems to be a spate of black on black online crime.
Damn, spade. Yeah. You gonna call spade a spade?
Yo, okay. I didn't think y'all was gonna pick up on that.
Damn, spade. What's that? I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Damn, another garden tool, man. Come on.
All right, no doubt. All right, so this is a little bit of TMZ, but I just kind of want to get you guys' overall feeling, because I think there's a funnel effect. And the funnel effect is that there's really only one, two, probably less than three bags of money available for podcasting.
Online bags of money.
Yeah, about two to three bags of
big
money
bags.
Available.
You're talking about the big bags.
Yeah, yo, huge bags.
Oh, yo,
But you see this funnel. And now I'm not familiar with all of these people. Okay. I know Corey Holcomb is a comedian. I'm not familiar with his online fare. I don't know who this other nigga is that he got into a fight with. And then all of a sudden,
there was no fight.
Right, it was no fight. And then other words are spoken very negatively about Joe Budden's. Okay, and then academics and that other young bull seem to have issues. What's that other young bull? That streaming
no idea,
nigga.
B, you on your own.
Nah, damn it, he's a real popular young bull.
I know. He was
Olive
into it with Lil Baby.
Oh, well, that too. But anyway, God, I wish I could. I should have checked with Olive before I wrote it. But anyway, the black on black crime into this funnel. Why are African American brothers attacking each other with a limited bag of money that's available? Or are they all racing you know, for the Golden Pot. Now, Joe Budden's and them niggas got money. I don't even know why they would be involved in that. But why would they be sort of back and forth at each other?
Because of what you just said. That too. You can throw that in there too. But because of what you just said, there's a limited number of bags out here. So if I can go at the nigga that's getting one of these bags, maybe I can bring him down enough that maybe I can get some of that bag myself.
I think the order of ascension is pretty much set.
Oh, it's never set.
You know what? I think you probably got that Joe Budden's probably on the top of the list. Maybe you got some second string niggas, maybe Charlamagne, maybe Nori. You know what I'm saying? Then you got some other niggas playing two guard, maybe Jadakiss and Fat Joe. You know what I'm saying?
According to Fat Joe, they number one out here. According to him, they above all of them niggas.
See, I don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, I don't know who the other niggas is who got into that back. I did watch the argument between them niggas, and one of the niggas, I think it was Corey Holcomb, was like, you know what I'm saying? He all in a nigga's face or whatever, and the other niggas like, if you hit me, I'm gonna sue, that type of shit. That was his attitude. But again, it just looks terrible out there because we look bad because we're bickering out there. Don't see Joe Rogan and the next white guy shooting shots.
Weren't we talking about history earlier?
We was. Okay. Didn't explain.
You think this shit is new?
I'm not saying it's new.
It's not like our way. But since segregation, it's been a race. It's been a race against each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's been. And it doesn't matter if it's at the corporate level or the street level. We are always going to battle against ourselves, and with the advent of the internet and views and likes and follows and forwards and shit like that, it just gets exponentially greater volume, and we're here. It's making money, in other words. Like, okay, for instance, this all started with the Corey shit. Corey and Denton. It all started with... that guy saying something similar to Corey. I mean, he wasn't literally saying Corey SDs. Sucks D's.
Okay.
Not all literally.
Right. Yeah.
But he was insinuating that you do what you do because you sucking D's to make these people happy, right? So Corey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I remember. And then he's responded that you on that white man D.
Right.
That
right,
type of thing.
Right. Gotcha, so gotcha. Then Corey steps over to him and say that again. And it didn't get said again.
Right.
However, right. It should have stopped there. Right. Because people didn't know Corey Holcomb knows that he's always talking about Backdoria and all this stuff. This Hollywood background shit that's happening.
Okay.
He talks about that kind of shit.
I'm not familiar, but
yeah,
all right.
No doubt. So when this guy who is another internet guy comes on his show and he says that, then Corey has to defend himself how he feels he got to defend himself in that moment. But it wasn't going to be no work because what we didn't know, and I'm giving it just a flyover of the shit. What we didn't know in that moment was that Corey had that video where he mushed that girl. Right. So Corey trying to, in his mind, I guess, like, damn, I already got this shit going on. Don't let me beat this motherfucker up here on this shit. But the next day, killer, that guy gets on the internet again and start talking crazy.
But my overall question, okay, Kirk G, is it necessary for us to do each other in like that because the limited amount of bags? Joe Rogan and them niggas don't have to do that because they have an unlimited amount of bags available.
Ron Jovi ain't battling with whoever.
That's where the misnomer is at.
Oh, okay.
There's no unlimited amount of bags for them niggas either.
Oh, really?
Because there's only a few of them niggas that's really on. And Joe Rogan's at the top of that motherfucking food chain.
He is. Top.
So he's at the top of the food chain. Ain't a bunch of them niggas that's on like that. He's a lot of them out there struggling too, just like us. But like you said, it just looks bad because we're black And it looks bad from our perspective. Like, damn, why we got to be out here in the streets just airing our dirty laundry like this, doing dumb shit when most of this shit is unnecessary shit. It ain't even worth it. It's just some shit that's just going to make you look bad.
Wow.
Or get you a bag.
Or get
it you- might not be the big bag, but you're going to get a bag because views.
Yeah, views equal money. And to me, that's the saddest part about all of this. It's the new shuck and jive.
Oh,
it's the new step and fetch it.
Ooh.
Niggas is doing anything they can for views.
Ooh.
Niggas been going for it just so they could do some dumb shit, some viral shit, hoping to go viral. I'm like, dumb shit. Who the fuck hopes some shit go viral?
Because
the thing about something going viral is you never know which way they're going to be leaning. You never know if they're going to be on your side or against you when it comes out, because the internet is vicious. Just when you think they're going to respond in one way, they may respond in a different way, i.e. on the airplane with Ja Rule and them niggas. Have you seen that bullshit?
Yep.
And them niggas thinking that Ja Rule's going to be the one looking bad.
He wasn't.
That ain't the way it turned out.
No. Nope.
Or else they wouldn't have posted that video. It came out, y'all niggas is looking bad because y'all looking like y'all too old for this dumb shit y'all doing out here.
And Ja, like, he was ready to throw nucks with both of them.
He didn't give a fuck. Because he's sick of the shit. He's like, damn, yep. I'm too old for this dumb shit. But he did the smart thing.
And joking.
He did the smart thing and walked away.
Yeah, very smart.
Because he don't need to be on a no-fly list because he got to do shows around the world. You can't travel with your ass on a no-fly list.
Yeah, I don't give Ja much credit, but I'm giving him credit for that. So, yeah. Killer, it boils down to, yes, you're saying they're limited bags, but the limited bags are the great big ones. The Shannon Sharps, the people like that. Yeah, well, he fucked up the ESPN bag, but he's getting paid.
He's still getting money, but I'm just saying he fucked up the huge, gigantic bag.
Okay, so that again proves the point that there are levels to these bags.
Oh, there are definitely levels, because when he was out, then they brought in the other kid, the quarterback from Carolina,
Newton.
Yeah, Mr. Cam. They brought him in to take
Cam.
His spot.
Ooh, Cam.
And he came in and he's doing his thing. But his bag is nowhere near what Shannon's bag was looking like.
No, sir. But it's a fucking bag.
It's a bag, no less. Mm. And it makes
And he can get on there and say and do and wear whatever the fuck he wants.
And it brings eyeballs
to
the other shit that he's got going
on.
Yep,
exactly. So, Killer, the bags are limited, but there are levels. And it's like a pyramid, my G.
Yeah, right.
That top bag is crazy. But you know, even if you're on that bottom foundation, you're getting a bag, B.
Yeah, I guess.
Whether you're getting the Birkin or the Louis, my nigga. The bag is the bag.
I guess for me, it's like, wow, what you got to do to achieve it and the amount of damage that you got to inflict on another African-American announcer, podcaster, video person is just insane. That's all.
Let me give you this.
Okay. It's insane.
I'm going to give you this real. This is a. I can't wait to hear what you say after this. So even though we got bad people in the world that are being exposed, is 50 Cent good or is he not good in what he's doing? Oh, I got a documentary on Jay-Z. Oh, I got a documentary on Snoop Dogg. Oh, I got a documentary on whoever the fuck. Now, we done seen the Diddy documentary. The whole fucking world tuned in. So, Curtis doing that to right wrongs? Or is Curtis doing that to get them bags? Or is Curtis doing it for both?
I think Curtis is doing it for.
I love it.
I think Curtis is doing it for a personal satisfaction. I don't think it's for bad or right and wrongs.
Because he is rich.
Yeah. I think I think this is a personal pettiness project for him. He's one of the guys who's already rich, so he doesn't need any extra funds. But through his career, starting with robbing all them industry motherfuckers and motherfuckers pulling him aside, very rich individuals. Damn, man, why you putting that shit out like that? You know what I mean? You know, my security budget is like three times what it was because now you got motherfuckers, you know, tripping.
So he's an I don't give a shit type dude.
I think he falls into that kind of category. I think different from these particular announcers.
Okay.
I think the motivation is different.
You know what? I just got a thought. And it goes back to what we were talking about before we got on the show. We had the political digest, a very long political digest, about an hour, I
should have recorded that shit.
We had a long political digest. And this is what it's going back to me where now you both are on separate sides of the fence now. And before the show, when we were on political digest, you couldn't believe that people couldn't see what they couldn't see. The shit that they should be paying attention to, and they not.
Right.
And now that we're doing this talk, Killer can't believe and understand why niggas can't see that they fucking each other up and bringing each other down just for a bag.
That's crazy.
Bringing each other down crazy? For a bag. But that's me from the outside.
We done flipped.
You done flipped now. You done flipped.
Wow.
I'm saying it, that's damn, yo, that's one hell of a. That's crazy. I got you. Wow. I got you.
Yay. You got me, bro.
All right.
Still don't fix it. People just love drama. End of the day.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
As long as it ain't them. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you, like the old folks used to say, same thing make you laugh. Make you cry.
Mm,
wow.
Yeah. Heard that plenty of times. All right.
That's what's up. All right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is personal confession time.
I ain't confessing shit.
I got a confession.
I'm like, it depends on what it is.
No. Well, no. This is me. This is Killer. This is Killer. And so let me give you the background. You know, there was an unnamed forum I used to participate in. I used to gather all my house music there in a forum and, you know, have conversations about the music, this, that, and the third. So, you know, this AI shit has been bandied about and this, that, and the third. You got people who support it. You got detractors. And I guess I can pretty much understand that. At least I thought I understood it.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, my happy ass is going along and I'm getting to download new records and I'm happy as a motherfucker participating in the forum. But then this AI shit hits. I mean, it's like a nuclear bomb, right? So there's a couple of artists. Stacey Kidd, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't know who this AZ Project nigga is, but he another one. Couple of one or two underground cats. And let me tell you something. Your boy, and I'm word is born, Stacey Kidd, Chicago's finest. But this motherfucker's gospel house is so good. This gospel house is so good.
You talking about Stacey Kidd?
I'm talking about Stacey Kidd.
Look at this shit right here, B. What's the name of that?
Oh, I can't see it.
Stacey Kidd. Tiffany Jenkins, Give God.
There you go. Oh, shit.
It's on my stick. I'm going to tell you, that's one of my favorite house records.
Let me tell you something.
Of all time.
Okay.
Of all time.
We're getting House Digest right now.
Of all time. But it's not my favorite house record.
But it's not. We're in House Digest, but it's not about house. It's about it's about AI.
Yes,
it's about that Suno shit.
I'm waiting to see what this is building to.
Because I'm this participating in the forum.
Usher ass.
And this motherfucker. Because I'm participating in the forum, talking to Kurt G back and forth about this Tiffany Jenkins, talking about she going to be the next baddest bitch in the game. But
we talking about house music.
We talking about house music right now for an example. But man, come to find out, Tiffany Jenkins is AI. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
See,
this shit is fucking amazing.
Yes, B. Yes, B. And you know what? To be dead ass, when we talked about it, you started breaking me down because I was like, damn, I can't believe that Tiffany Jenkins is AI because the voice is so good.
Mm-hmm.
The voice is incredible, B.
It's absolutely incredible.
And I'm like, yo. But then as I'm going back, now you got me doing an examination, forensic examination. And on that Give God joint, she's doing some vocal runs that I'm like,
that are impossible.
Impossible without taking a breath. There's no breath in there. She's just going in. I'm like, I don't hear no breathing, no nothing going on. The engineer doing that much work, they're taking the breath out of there? I doubt that. But I'm going to, as I go through it, I'm like, shit, fuck it, yo. I'm just going to, Uncle, if Tiffany Jenkins is AI, I want one of those. Because it sounds that incredible, B. And my only thing is, if Stacey Kidd's music is AI too, then he's a complete fraud. But if his music is his music and it's just the singer complimenting his music, I'm going to give him a pass. I know that's going to get me beat up, but I'm giving him a pass on the singer, B.
Okay, so let me get to the crux of the issue. I was so blown when I found out this AI shit is in some of the soulful house music that I love so much. I backed up off the forum. I ain't been in the forum. You know how long it's been.
It's been a while. Yeah.
So I started saying, okay, how's this happen? You know what I'm saying? I'm new. I'm uneducated. So I get up on this Suno shit. So I watch about, 25 videos of just regular average everyday Joes, right? Putting rough demos in Suno. Rough. I mean, like 4-track homemade rough stuff. They dumping the whole shit in Suno. And Suno has that shit sounding like them niggas is in Chungking, House of Metal, Stevette on the boards. And that shit is the vocals is up. The music is all mastered. Like, it's like,
I'm about to put belt to ass on both of y'all. So we all know, listeners, everybody knows there's an affinity for house music, right?
Yes.
Well, it's not, but real quick.
I'm not done.
Okay.
So if there was hip hop, and there will be an AI hip hop digest show record or advertisement released, it's coming. Now, I say it to say, you guys would lose your fucking minds and would not be happy at the fuck all if Big Daddy Kane or anybody in Snoop, anybody, nope, put your hand down, make a motherfucking AI record. But y'all gonna sit here and it's okay for house?
See, now here's the caveat for me. You're right. If it was an AI nigga out here that he making beats and the rappers all AI, I'm like, I'm fucking on my old man, get off my lawn shit. You're right, 100%, and I'm sitting here telling you right now that I'd be sitting here doing that shit. But to me, the caveat is house music is a different type of animal because it's a dance-based music. And it's ripe, really, now that I think about it, it's ripe for AI to be in there. It's ready because it's just dance music. But to me, hip-hop is more of a individual, more of a community shit, more of a this is what this is. This is hip hop, nigga. You either do this shit, you bleed this shit, or you ain't fucking down with it. So if you want to do AI hip hop, nigga, you can't be down with hip hop. And I would be on that train, and niggas probably wouldn't even let me in. They'd be like, nigga, your pass has been provoked, nigga. You can't play both sides of the fence. So son, I might not even be able to get in.
Son, a couple of weeks ago, we did talk about AI, and I was giving Timberland a business. Mm-hmm. I was giving Timberland a business, right? Timberland was right on the technology, but wrong on the application. And basically, I'm a mirror what Kurt G said, because I made the prediction, does Timberland get an AI record out? And he got the record out, but was it a hit? No.
No.
Because I think, and this is just me, I think that AI is only going to be applied to, and this may be hip hop saving grace. I don't think AI applies well to hip hop because you got the Timberland failure. You got Drake with the huge failure with the AI voices of Snoop and Tupac and shit like that. That was another L. Now, it might translate good to bra and panty rap. It might even translate good to some type of future Young Thug type of non-lyrical heavy type of, but the organicness of what really makes hip hop. If you put out an AI version of Black Thought, motherfuckers gonna know it the minute it comes out. The fucking minute it comes out. It's not that
easy. Wait a minute. So that house record that came out, Kurt G was listening and was surprised that it was fucking AI.
I was.
You saying that can that not happen in hip hop?
It can. It can happen, but the problem is this. Here's the issue where you're gonna get into it. Hip hop is gonna, I'm talking about hip hop, not talking about no popular rap shit. No pop rap shit. We're talking about hip hop. But the problem is hip hop's gonna have a huge backlash. From old school veterans to some of new school shits to Kendrick type niggas, it's gonna be like, man, fuck out of here with that.
Because shit motherfuckers right is gonna wanna show and prove.
Right.
So you don't think some house fucking top levels ain't feeling that?
I'm sure they are. It's a little more accepted in that space.
But I tell you what, I think that the fight over there is going to be a little bit more interesting because you got the Louis Vegas and the DJ Spins and the Dave Lees who's really putting it in with real musicians and real singers and out there showing and proving. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, the AI niggas is pounding out 100 records a week.
At least.
At least.
These niggas is pounding out the records. But I tell you what, though. That technology is incredible, but it is fallible because when I put Kurt G up and then we started with the critical ear, like Kurt G was already telling you, them vocal runs, it's impossible.
You didn't catch that at first, though.
I didn't.
It was sounding so good.
Oh my God.
I fell for the candy, B. Oh my God, man. These, this shit is good.
But let me say this again. Unlike the Timberland and unlike the Drake shit, yo, these Stacey Kidd records are fucking outrageously good. Okay. Oh my God.
I'm not going to put it past.
That, to me, that Give God hip-hop record is about as perfect as you could get. And I guess that should have been the first clue that this shit was perfect. Like, this shit sounds so fucking great. It's unbelievable.
So I only say, again, it's my personal confession. I think I'm going to get back into the forum, but I got knocked off my feet. I totally got knocked off my feet by being dismissive of AI and this Suno shit.
Cue Stevie Wonder.
Makes
me weaken.
Knock me off my feet. Yes,
caught
sir.
Caught out there, B.
Yeah,
Kurt,
I did.
Kurt, this is your mini confession, too, nigga. You on the stage with Usher, too. Y'all confessing it. I'm going to give you the business.
Beverly Center not giving a damn who sees
me. I'm giving you the business, damn, both of you, because you would have been never saying this about hip-hop.
So, prediction time.
I still won't.
So, prediction time.
I'm already confessing it. I'm not saying that about hip-hop. I don't care how good the record is.
Damn.
I'm telling you, because hip-hop, to me, hip-hop is like, what did he say? I'm married to the shit, not engaged. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop is my wife, my nigga. I think about my wife differently than I think about some stripper. The stripper might look good, but I'm
now
like...
the house people mad at you. Oh, you calling us strippers, nigga?
Not calling them strippers. I'm just saying that I think about it differently. Like, this is my wife. This is what I love. This is in my heart so deep that... And the hip-hop is based off of being real and authentic. It's always been based off of that.
Bingo!
Always been based off of that.
Always
been based off of real... Coming with your own lyrics... Yeah. Producing your own shit, even though it's a sample, you're still producing it. It's still your shit. Whereas house music always been electronic and dance-driven and sample-based, whereas you might even sample a vocal and keep on hitting that over and over again, looping it, which is called phrasing. You might be doing that over and over again, but that's always been part of dance music culture and always been a part of house music. So I don't look at it the same, and me calling a stripper, my bad. I didn't mean to call you a stripper, but I mean that's the difference. But I'm saying my analogy.
I'm going to defend house a little bit more than that.
go ahead. Wait. Before you do that, just know now that the jury is swaying over with Kurt. The jury is leaning over Kurt Way.
Well,
what you
going to
say, B?
So
be careful.
So what I'm going to say is that First of all, house music, where it came from, it was basically just danceable R&B. That's at its root. That's at its beginning. And the same heartfelt lyrics and the same things that you described that hip hop came from, that's where house came from. Now, house expansion, once it expanded to all the different things that it expands to, probably more can be more associated with technology, especially when you get into that hard techno.
It's technology.
You're right. When you get not so much soulful house, not even so much Afro house. So I'm going to defend house a little bit better than that. I think all the things that apply to hip hop also do apply to house. And I think ongoing, not that you'll see a fracture, but house has been very good at regulating themselves. Okay. So they don't have that bullshit that we got in hip hop. Okay, they may come to the point where saying, look, if you're using AI, if you're using this, you got to declare to be on track source.
Okay.
So people know. Okay. People like DJ Spin and Louis Vega don't got to worry because their shit is certified 100% human driven. You know what I'm saying? I think house has the ability to do that. Hip hop, back to prediction time. Commercial rap. Again, I think Timberland was right on the technology, wrong on the application. But that being said, fuck, do we have a commercial hip-hop smash AI hit? I don't see it in underground, but I'm talking about commercial rap, niggas. Not
commercial yet, rap, it could happen.
It's coming.
It could happen.
It's coming.
Commercial
it's coming.
Rap, okay. It could happen. That's real. It could happen tomorrow.
That's
with commercial shit.
All right.
I can see
don't
that
need, they don't need but one lyric. Ugh.
Damn.
But to me, that could happen to hip-hop. But to me, hip-hop's
rap
been in decline, and they're trying to find a way to, I guess, to make it, to bring it back on some type of level. But I don't see where they can actually, on a pop level even, with the AI hit, as far as hip-hop goes. Now, I can see it on something else. Because to me, I think they done fell off of hip-hop now. They done fell back on hip-hop. Like, hip-hop was our main bread and butter, one of our main bread and butters now. Now we done found some other avenues to make some paper. So we ain't really tripping off of hip-hop no more like we was before, where we had to have one of them niggas. We didn't have to have one. Like what they put back in the day, let me get one of those. Every label had to get them one of them niggas. Now, we can do it. We can do without you niggas, because K-pop and country and other shit is starting to eat a little bit better than you niggas was eating.
Okay.
Good point.
All right. So to end that topic, I'm going to say, like I said before, yo, that is incredibly AI. Suno and the other music making apps that are out there is incredibly, incredibly scary.
Oh, B, that shit, to me, it ain't even, it's not so much scary as it's like, the technology and the fact that you could, I thought that you could never, ever be able to emulate in a human voice to that level. Be like, you can always be able to tell that it's a human or it's not. And that to be to a point where you're like, what the fuck? You can't even tell that that's a human? That you have to really get detailed forensic work in there and that start listening to actually be able to tell. If the average ear be like, okay. And the only reason we started to even question, because Killer was like, I don't see no videos of Tiffany. No social media for Tiffany.
No pictures.
No TikTok videos. None of that for Tiffany. So where's Tiffany at? So you know what I'm saying? Because you know in this generation, and she a young girl supposedly, you're like... You
oh,
know,
it's good. Yeah,
you're gonna
it's
be at least one TikTok or somewhere coming out the grocery store or something.
It's good as she sing,
right? Somebody's gonna have something of her.
It's good because every other singer that's on Louis Records, that's on Spin Records, that's on Dave Lee Records, I'm seeing album covers, I'm seeing videos, I'm seeing behind the scenes or their own personal TikTok or whatever.
Nothing. This nigga went on. He was trying to find Tiffany. Where's Waldo? There was no fucking Tiffany. Couldn't find her.
She lives on a server, bro.
Exactly.
So yeah,
I guess your boy had to come clean on that one.
Know what?
He had to go J-Root to damage it, nigga.
He still ain't come clean, and there's motherfuckers in the house for him that is on his ass right now because they want him to at least come clean. Because motherfuckers is admitting.
He didn't come clean on this?
No, he didn't come clean. Because motherfuckers.
Stacey, stop playing.
Yeah, stop playing. Because guess what? Niggas ain't even dissing the records. Because they are fucking incredible.
The shit sound good. The only thing is, the only reason I can think that why he won't come clean, because I'm thinking half of that, maybe some of that music might be AI too.
Ooh.
So if it is, even though I think it's not,
ooh.
I mean, it might be AI assisted, but I'm thinking it's not because Stacey existed before all this AI
shit.
That's
true.
He had great records before the Stacey.
Yep.
Before all this AI shit. So I'm saying, B, just come clean, B. Just call it.
Mm. Wow.
And thank you for cleaning that up, by the way, Mr. Killer. House music is my second love. It is. I cannot front on that.
All right. That's what's up. All right. So thank you for listening to the House Music Digest. T-Bear, what up?
Oh, man. Yeah. Thank you for that. What was that? The new Zoe.
That new Zoe and Tall Black Eyes.
Tall Black Eyes. Crazy.
Stupid.
It's crazy. Zoe and Tall Black Eyes. Crazy.
So
thank you very much, sir.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Where am I at? Rest in peace, ladies and gentlemen. We want to honor the people who have passed away. First off the break is Michael 5000 Watts. Mm. Swisher House CEO. Man, if you from the Houston area, hold your head. But what a legacy. What a legacy. Swisher House founder, North Houston, 1997. Founder of President Michael 5000 Watts and his person co-in charge, OG Ron C. In response to the growing popularity of the chopped and screwed music from Houston's South Side, they pioneered by DJ Screw in 1999, Swisher House was born. And some of the most famous prognosticators of that was, I dropped my paper, Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Paul Wall.
Oh, shit.
And who was the other one? Hold that thought while I pick up my paper.
All right.
Slim Thug.
Slim Thug, okay.
Yeah.
That's back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Tipping on fofos.
Yeah, they did. In the article, yeah, they did mention that tipping, which actually, I guess they said it was an X-rated video and then premiered on BET Uncut.
Wow.
One of my favorite programs.
That's on your,
Bobby Jones got slow.
No, right. Well, BET Uncut was late night, but at 6 a.m., that's when Bobby Jones came on. That. Right.
Yeah.
He said, y'all need to cleanse.
Yeah, basically.
You need to clean up or whatever. Chopped and Screwed. I remember first hearing that, and I was like, yo, I thought it was so amazing, but I thought those niggas was bugging. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, what the audacity? You know what I'm saying? Because I had heard records the opposite, where the beat is at the 90s and the vocals is all sped up or whatever, but then the total opposite, you know what I'm saying, where they had that niggas like, and I'm hearing arms.
On that lean.
Yeah,
right. That surf music.
And I guess they go blame the lean for that, but the beat is up there and then the R&B vocal is super slow.
Shinobo.
Clap, clap. Going back to back, clap, clap.
So, so no doubt that is in it, and that invention, that style, that's hip hop. See, that's what I'm talking about. That is so hip hop that it can't even be denied. You know, I don't know what other niggas is talking about, but you know, shout to that brother, and we say rest in peace to you, and we definitely thank you for your contribution. And Houston, another talking about we hip hop down here. You know what I'm saying? Not from Houston, but
I rap a lot.
Indeed. Here we go, no doubt. And we also want to say rest in peace to Grady Damon Wilson. All right. And he hails from Valdosta, Georgia. All right. Obviously, everybody knows his role as Lamont Sanford in Sanford and Son NBC broadcast. And then later he played Oscar Madison on The New Odd Couple, which actually is a pretty good show. It didn't last long, but it is The Odd Couple with black folks. So
he also played on a show with Denise Nichols. Was it Denise Nicholas? What was her name? Is it's the light skinned lady from the '80s? She was one of my crushes as a young boy. So he had a show with her. I think that was on ABC that lasted for a little while.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, she's still fine when she was on the Heat of the Night too.
Yeah.
Look at these niggas.
Hey, we was young once, B.
You know what I mean? No doubt. But anyway, there's no role, the singular role that has the importance in the African American zeitgeist of our culture. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Lamont. You know what I mean?
Your big dummy.
Yeah.
Smitty the cop.
Yeah.
And the white cop.
Yeah. I mean, but just because the boy. I mean, Grady. Grady Wallace.
And Esther.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But Lamont and Rollo, that's they boys or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So incredible. We want to say rest in peace to him. And thank you for what you have given us, because that will continue to enrich our lives, you know, both Swisher House music and, you know, Sanford and Son will continue to enrich our lives. So we thank you for that.
Yes, sir. I want my daddy's records.
Yeah.
Lion Melon Jelly.
No doubt. So, yeah, that's what's up. So before we get out and give you the internal politics real quick, you're hearing this show, but you should look to the other show first. And literally, I don't know when the show's going to get posted, because we're recording currently, but Kurt G did not want to post the previous show.
Damn!
I know the bus is coming, right?
Hey,
I was
B.
like, fuck Woo. That shit.
B. Because
I'm the one that's got to deal with this nonsense.
B. Kurt G didn't want to post, but me and Swerve lobbied. And, you know, because we're a Democratic body, we had a vote. It was 2-1.
He brought you in on the bus ride, too.
He's going into detail,
right?
Minutia that voters should be doing. Honestly, right.
And let me ask a question: is Kurt G yelling voter suppression?
He was trying.
I was like,
but we the people said nah.
we said nah, and he said, you know what? Fuck it, I'll go ahead and fight this.
So I do want to apologize for the long, you know, we did actually have technical difficulties for real. And so we couldn't get the shows out like we wanted to, but we got them out and whatnot. And so now we're going to turn to really what you came here for, is the Digital Freaks albums of the week.
Yeah. All that bullshit you was just listening to ain't got shit to do with nothing. This is what y'all want to hear. I brought you this week by Matt, is Mickey Diamond and Big Ghost LTD. Them niggas is...
Oh, Big Ghost Limited, man.
Yes.
They are doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Wolf Tickets. That's Mickey Diamond and Big Ghost LTD, Wolf Tickets. And then brought to you by Pete, of course, to start off the year for him, is Rock Marciano 656.
There was a doubt.
656. And brought to you by myself is absolutely nothing.
I tell you what, I'm more excited to probably listen to that Rock Marciano than I am J. Cole.
Whoa. Oh, well, that's not...
That shouldn't even be a problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just being...
That Rock Marci's will sound better.
Okay.
That other shit. Yeah,
okay, that's real.
Catch the hour 41 when you got an hour 41, B, or when you got 30 minutes, because it's going to be a smell test album. I promise you,
okay.
You will not listen to. Maybe you'll listen to that Common Reinvention whole through, but I can't imagine you listening to any other record.
Indeed. And I finally, last week, it's still in the box, I finally got my De La Soul. My De La Soul. It's going to be another month before I get to Preem, but, you know. Everything's everything.
Damn, they got you on that far back on the list?
Hey, bruh, I'm just saying. Actually, you know what it was? I'm not a colored vinyl, and every fucking thing comes in these weird-ass colors.
You got black on black crime now? You don't like colored vinyl?
Oh, no.
Call a spade.
That's right.
Hey, yo, I waited for the black vinyl.
I want the black vinyl.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the black fist vinyl.
So anyway, I wanted the all black vinyl. So anyway, it'll be here next month. So it's all good. No doubt.
Well, before we get out of here, I want to next show. I want to hear y'all talk about the Juice Crew album. Save it.
What?
You didn't know?
What Juice Crew album?
You didn't know?
Let us know, nigga. Please tell us.
So RZA produced a Juice Crew album, B.
A whole album? Not just a single?
I'd say it's an EP.
And it's out there.
And it's got Juice Crew. I thought I sent it to you.
And it's got Juice Crew people on it.
Nigga.
Okay.
The album's called Juice Crew with the Juice Crew.
Oh, okay. You know what?
10-finger ring and
shit. All right. I'm going to be dead ass honest with you. I saw the advertisement, but I thought it was just some old, RZA calling it Juice Crew, homage, some new niggas.
Kane,
okay.
To Craig G, to Roxanne, to MC Shan. I'm going to need y'all to listen to this.
All of them on there.
All right.
Master Ace on there too?
Master Ace.
All right.
Granddaddy IU. On the album.
Okay.
I'm going to need y'all to listen to that and tell me what you think.
RZA presents the Juice Crew?
Exactly.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Exactly.
Well,
interesting thoughts out there. I can't wait to hear y'all's thoughts on it.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for riding with us. And thanks, Kurt G.
It's been a bumpy ass ride
for me. And we want to thank.
This bus ain't got no seatbelts or nothing, my nigga. Matter of fact, I'm riding under the bus.
Now, we want to thank Kurt G for his extra efforts.
Yes. Because you going to get it done.
Believe me, it's going to get done.
All right, we'll ride. We'll catch up later. Thank you. Good night.
Yes, sir. Holla.
One.